mountains rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us what we've been through, and he warns us about all the curses that were given, a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. And now, the good stuff. Min hayom hazeh avareich, we said in the last pasuk, Perek Beis Pasuk Chaf, Chagai, in a very short time, has said some very pithy and motivation and information-packed nevuos. Vayihi dvar Hashem sheinis. El Chagai, Be'esrim Varbo, Elachodesh Lemor. And the word of God came again, so it's a separate Nevuah, second time. Chagai had a Nevuah on that very same day, the 24th day of Kislev. He prophesied twice that day, saying, Chaf Aleph, and this is a message that is not replicated anywhere else in Tanakh, where a historical figure is named as a messianic king. The option to be, the opportunity to be Melech HaMashiach was right there for the taking. Unfortunately, it never quite came. So this, according to some, is a prophecy about the final redemption. Chaf Aleph, Emor El Zerubbabel, Pachas Yehuda Lemor. Say to Zerubbabel, interesting, it doesn't say Ben Shaltiel this time. Say to Zerubbabel, because now his own Zechusim are standing on their own. Tell Zerubbabel, the leader of Yehuda, the governor of Yehuda, saying, Ani mar ish es ha-shamayim ves-ha-oret. I'm going to shake, or literally, I am shaking the heavens and the earth. In the heavens and the earth. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Ask Uncle Moshe. But I'm shaking them. I'm shaking up the heavens and the earth. The world order is being shaken up. And that's sometimes hard for us to live through, and sometimes hard for us to comprehend or to kind of see it as it's happening. But here the Navi is guiding us. Chav Beis, v'hafachti kisei mamlochos. I will upset. I will overturn the thrones of kingdoms. And that's something that we see happen. And when we attribute it to geopolitical forces or to, the Marxists like to say, to economic forces of capital, we take away the perception that we're supposed to have that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaking up and overturning thrones. The Game of Thrones is not just a game of politics and venality and terrible behavior by rich people. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu setting things in place the way he intends them to be. V'hishmadati chozek mamlechos hagoyim. I will destroy the strength of kingdoms of the nations. We can't even imagine today's world powers being powerless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imagines that very, very well. And if you just look at history, in this case, Radak says the throne of Persia is going to be replaced with the throne of Greece, destroying the might of the Persian Empire that rules the entire world at this moment. But not for long. Ibn Ezra says there's going to be many wars and battles. A lot of people are going to die. V'hafachti merkava v'rochveha. I will overturn chariot and its drivers. And horses and their riders will fall, one by the sword of the other. Sometimes friendly fire. Sometimes enemies. All the nations that conquered and oppressed you over time, says Abarbanel, I'll destroy them. They'll wage war upon each other and they'll decimate each other's ranks. Look at Iran nowadays. How is Persia doing right this minute? Not so well. And you can also see this in history. Persia is overturned by Greece. Greece is overturned by Rome. How's the Roman Empire doing nowadays? Not so good. Chav Gimel, last pasuk of a momentous and yet short series of Nevuah, is the Mashiach part, the way many of the Mefarshim see it. Bayom Hahu, on that day, Nu'um Hashem Tzavakos, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord of Hosts, Ekochacha, I will take you. I choose you. I will raise you to a higher level than you are today. Kederach yishlach mimoro mikocheni. Like somebody sent up high. Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. Here Shealtiel's name is mentioned again. Avdi, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. It's less clear to me. The Mefarshim don't say whether it's Shealtiel who was the servant. I assume it's Zerubbabel who is the servant. So most of them put the comma as Zerubbabel. Ben Shealtiel, who is my servant. Ne'um Hashem, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besamticha kachosam. There it is. I will make you into a signet ring. Kachosam, like a signet ring. That's what I'm going to make you into. I'm going to elevate you to the highest levels than ever. A signet ring is never removed from your finger. You never forget it. It's always there. You're going to rise up. Rise up, rise up. Did Hamilton before. That's from Hamilton as well. But the reason the Kachosam is so significant is that there was already a nevuah of Yirmiah against Zerubbabel's ancestor, Yehoyachin, known as Chanya, Yechanya. Yehoyachin, Yechanya was condemned to being childless, the son of Yehoyachin. But Yechanya did tshuva, and he had children. And his great-grandson Zerubbabel is a signet ring. So he said, you, King Chanya, son of Yehoyachin of Yehuda, if you were a signet on my right hand, I would take you off. So Yechanya was mentioned as being a signet ring that is removed. Now Chagai is a signet ring that's never going to be removed, the sign of Hashem's authority and power. Remember from Megillas Esther, the signet ring and what it represented all over the place. You can be the Mashiach. Unfortunately, that's not what's going to happen. But Kivachava Kharti no Hashem Tzavakos, the Sefer ends. Because I have chosen you. You are my chosen one, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was an opportunity here. He could have been the Mashiach. But the timing wasn't right. The situation did not happen. Others say, of course, that this is talking about the far-flung future, that a descendant of him will be the Melech Mashiach, who will rule over Klal Yisrael and reestablish the Malchus based oven. So Abarbanel actually speculates, we don't have text on this, that Zerubbabel left Yerushalayim after the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt and returned to Bavel, because he knew that neither he nor his children would rule over Yehuda during the era of the Second Temple, and the nation would be exiled again. So it's interesting that Zerubbabel is told specifically he would be at the highest heights, and yet the disappointment of that was almost too much to bear. When we get to the Zmanei HaMashiach, says Rav Chaim Angel, Israel will have a king. The global superpower will not be a pagan empire. So ultimately, in a cosmic way, it had to be Klal Yisrael that was going to be, and it could not be at this time. It just was not. It was not meant to happen. So it's interesting that the delay in building the Beis HaMikdash, there's a difference between Ezra and Chagai. Ezra blames the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Chagai puts all the responsibility on Klal Yisrael's shoulders. Doesn't mention the enemies. There was a potential for the Messianic age to be realized right now. Take responsibility. God will intervene directly. But either because of us or our weakness or timing or Hashem's plan, it just did not come to pass. And that's interesting. Somebody once told me ages ago, and I don't remember if he got it from a great gadol, he said the Holocaust was an opportunity. After the Holocaust was the chance for the Imos HaMashiach. Did we get a state of Israel? That's a miraculous thing in and of itself. But there was an opportunity for Mashiach to come in 1945 to 1950. But did we blow it? Did we miss the boat somehow? Here is a similar situation. Terrible tragedies have befallen the Jewish people. Could Mashiach have come? Are we worthy of it? The idea that within the 20th century that was even a possibility. Maybe if you read some Chagai, you can see that there's a Jewish potential at specific key turning points in history. So Chagai succeeded. He inspired everybody in his community to build the second Beis HaMikdash. They listened faithfully to the Navi. But most of Klal Yisrael did not join in. And the Mashiach did not come. And maybe that's the gap, because so much of Klal Yisrael didn't join in. So ultimately, you could see it as Zerubbabel did, as a failure, Or you could see it as a tremendous accomplishment, or, as always in life, a complicated combination of both. And from here, we're going to move into Zechariah, which is all kinds of enigmas. There are visions, there are angels, there are haftiras. There are tremendous things with the prophecy of Zechariah, and it's a very difficult sefer, but we're moving on next to Zechariah.